But maybe you boys might be interested in putting on a big-time wrestling bout. You know, make a nice hunk of dough for yourself.
It's time to play Rollerball!
Santa?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Morgan, you're out of here. You don't have the right temperament for the trade.
You're a dead man. What am I supposed to do?
There's always barber college.
Frankie, I know you're a great wrestler, but my brother, who ain't as handsome as you, is as strong as Charles Atlas.
Yeah, but I've wrestled women that are bigger than him.
Sure, you got fat, sloppy women.
Hello, welcome to Camel Clutch Cinema, the podcast where we talk about movies and wrestling. I'm Guy Hutchinson.
And I'm Craig Cohen, and this week we are taking a look back and a look ahead.
Yes, which is very exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we hit 1 year, and this was one uninterrupted year.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
That was our goal, was to hit an episode every Friday, and we did it, we'll get to it, but we did it in the midst of a hurricane with no electricity. Mm-hmm. We got an episode up on the internet.
Yeah, and vacations.
It didn't matter what it was. On occasion, we'd record them a few days early, but we always made sure that they were up there on Fridays. And I think there's a lot to look at. We did an episode last week, which was the anniversary show, where we had a bunch of clips from the year. And I put that together, and my idea behind that was not just to have, like, the best of. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be, like, an assortment of clips that gave you a feel of what the show would sound
like. Yeah, definitely. And that's how I sold to people that I know that hadn't listened to the show yet.
Yeah.
I said, this is a perfect introduction to our podcast. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's going to give you a nice little sampling of what we do.
So that doesn't cover everything. And so that's why this week I thought we could really talk briefly about each one of these shows and maybe give like some behind the scenes stuff.
Sure.
And then we talk about other movies we want to get to. And I think it's interesting because a year, it's been so long since some of these movies that when I was thinking about them, I was like, wow, you know, I wish we could have done this, or maybe we should have done it this way, or I'm glad we didn't do this. You know, we started off, and I think we should probably talk before we talk about the movie, how we did the podcast.
Yeah.
You came to me and said you were interested in doing a podcast.
Yeah, well, I know you were having so much fun doing the Adventure Club one.
Right.
And I had a good time listening to that, and it's always cool to hang out and get together and talk.
Yeah.
So we figured why not do it where we can go back and listen to it, you know, years in the future.
I liked that idea about it. I really did. I said, you know, this way, and that's what's kind of fun about it. It's like, you know, you have a conversation with a friend of yours a year from now, you don't remember what it was. And so it's like, I listen to them and I laugh all the time at stupid things we say and, you know, that you forget because they weren't that important. And it's neat that they're not exactly lost to time. So you said, how do we do, you know, a podcast? Mm-hmm. And so I think this is important to tell people, this is really easy to do.
Yes. If you want a podcast, you can do it.
You can do it. And you don't need a lot of money. What you need to start with is you need to get Skype, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
You need a microphone, which you can get for like $3 at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to get a super fancy one. I'm sure it sounds better if you get one, but you can get a cheap microphone. You get some software. There's a lot of different types of software you can get, and they range from free to, I'm sure, expensive. But you could, for an inexpensive amount, the one I use, I think I paid about $20 for.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pretty May, and I don't know that it's the best. I just know it's the one somebody told me was good, and I've used it, and I've never had a problem with it. You use that. You don't need a mixer. A lot of people sell you on you need a mixer. I'm sure, again, if you have a mixer, there's more you can do. You can get a better sound. You can equalize levels better. But you don't need one. You use a software program to record it, and then you post it on the internet, which, again, there are free ways to do that.
Yeah, you could go, like, to archive.org and post your files there.
You can take your file, attach it to a screenshot, and put it on YouTube for free.
Yeah, which we did with a couple of episodes here are also available for those people.
Well, for a while, we had them
on
all
YouTube.
On there. I'd like to put them back on there, because there's a lot of people, you know, out there that can, you know, that maybe don't listen to podcasts, and so the idea of it's strange, but you say, oh, there's a, you know, video on YouTube you can listen to it, and that makes more sense to them. So you can upload it there, or you can go with Izbin, Podbean,
which
we
has
use.
A free
you can,
account.
Yeah, exactly. You can do a free account, or you can do a bigger account. But even like the biggest accounts that they do on stuff like Podbean, you're talking $20 a month.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, you can do it for $5 a month. Mm-hmm. So there's, it's very affordable. I mean,
yeah.
it really is. And you can do it for free if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would think it'd be very easy. It's not as convenient to you know, on the go with a YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
but that's an easy way to do it.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to do something and they're not sure, you can record the whole thing on your iPhone. You
yeah.
know,
we recorded a lot of episodes
yeah,
that way.
Which we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get fancy recorders, and I'm sure they sound better. I mean, the iPhone isn't the best recorder in the world, but it does the job, and I think it captures the sound good enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that people should know you can do that. So we talked about doing one, and we said what would we like to talk about?
Yeah.
Things we like to talk about in movies,
mm-hmm.
and we like to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, when you cracked that code and put them together, that was a very inspired idea.
It really is, because there wasn't another show
yeah.
doing
uh-huh.
this. You know, there's a lot of shows that do bad movies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows that do good movies. There's not a lot of shows that do all types of movies.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we run the gamut
yeah.
with this.
Well, and that's the funny thing about this is when I give people the quick pitch, I say we do movies about wrestling or that have wrestlers in them, and they say, oh, you're going to run out of movies
yeah.
to do. And I'm like, we're never going to run
no,
out of movies to
we
do.
We have such a gigantic list, and there's probably almost every week there's a new movie
yeah,
that
yeah.
comes out that has a wrestler involved
yeah.
in it or something
yeah.
with wrestling.
Or we find movies that we didn't know had wrestlers
yeah.
in them, like Superman 2.
Yeah,
or at
exactly.
least that I didn't know had
yeah,
wrestlers.
Yeah, we had watched that for years and never said. It was so funny. We were looking at the Superman
mm-hmm.
movies,
mm-hmm.
Jumping ahead to that.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at those movies and saying, how could we find something to talk about here? You know,
yeah,
we
tie in with the Man of Steel.
Yeah,
release,
because we were excited about it. Man of Steel, unfortunately, had no wrestlers anywhere in it, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh my god, there was a wrestling superstar in a really prominent role.
Yeah, yeah.
So we started out doing the Marine,
which I think with this show that was the almost the default go-to movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got John Cena, arguably the biggest superstar in wrestling
right,
right now and at that time.
I don't think there's an argument.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
John mm-hmm. Cena, absolutely. Let me tell you a quick John Cena story.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people really don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I was at a live event, and this is where I remembered why I think it's great that he exists. I was at a live event. There's a seat next to me that was a guy was sitting next to me, like a dad
mm-hmm.
or an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And next to him was a little kid. Dad, and then there was probably other people
yeah.
on the other side, maybe like mom or something. But
mm-hmm.
I just, the dad got up, went to the concession stand, the bathroom, or whatever. There was the empty space and then the kid, which is important because if the kid was right next to me, he'd not be in my eye line. I
yeah.
wouldn't be able to
uh-huh.
see him. But because there's one seat over, he's over there. John Cena's music hits. This kid jumps to his feet and salutes. And he had like, he had
wristbands,
but he didn't have the wristbands.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
He had wristbands like that they bought at JCPenney.
Yeah.
And he had made little stickers
oh,
that
it.
Said hustle, loyalty, respect. He had a t-shirt
yeah.
and he had a foam finger that was just a plain one that you'd buy at like
yeah.
the dollar store that he had written John Cena on, or dad or somebody
mm-hmm.
had written John Cena on. And I saw this and I was like, you know what? I hope I love wrestling that much.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't tell. But that kid, for that moment,
mm-hmm.
was so into it that I was like, this is it. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I thought he was a great guy to bring in on the first episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You had your echo removed after the first episode.
Yes, I was using I was using my mic that I had for years, you know,
mm-hmm.
to record music with and stuff. And I was bypassing it to get to my computer through a digital recorder I had
right.
that added a little bit of echo
right,
to
music.
The signal.
Yeah.
yeah. And when you listen to music, you don't notice it, but when it's an isolated voice.
And it's just you. I
yes.
had no echo.
Yeah.
yeah, I remembered we were going to do a demo. We were like,
mm-hmm.
oh, we'll record a temporary episode, you know, just to
mm-hmm.
see how it goes. And we did like a real, like a 5-minute call. And I was like, you got this echo.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fix it? And you couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
So then I said, ah, screw it. Let's just
yeah,
record
yeah.
the episode. I was like, why bother with a demo? And we recorded that episode, which I think is a solid episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it it's almost exactly, with the exception of the Echo,
yeah,
which was gone the next week, it's almost exactly as good as, you know, I mean, it's as good as you could, you know, they, I don't know that they've necessarily gotten better or worse. I mm-hmm. think they've been consistent, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I like that that episode, as I hear a lot of people, first episodes are like, yeah, don't go back and listen to that yeah. one. We didn't know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we did things on the fly. I asked you if you tapped out to it.
Yeah.
Which we thought was so good that we went back on episode 3. I was like, oh, let's do that tap out yeah. thing again. And then we were like, let's go back and do it. We'll record it and then plug it into the They Live episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when that one first came out, that wasn't in there.
Yeah, and I remember probably a handful of people, including my brother, actually yeah. said, hey, why didn't you
why
say
did you
whether
tap?
You tapped
and then,
or not?
And then
know?
Now it's in there. So if anybody goes back, we plug that in. It seemed like a, you know, it didn't even seem like a question worth asking,
yeah.
but the format of saying, do you tap out,
yeah,
was
yeah.
funny.
Yes.
And that was just a thing, you know, it's just
yeah.
a thing that came up. Just the whole format of what we would talk about, I think, was pretty consistent. The IMDb is often very good to give us stuff to joke about. I had asked for, you know, some feedback, and we got feedback right away for the first episode. We've gotten more, and sometimes we don't bring it up, because I think it's one of those things where we end up having so much material that towards the end it's like we're running, you know, we don't want to give people an episode that's too long.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be consistently between 40 minutes and an hour.
Yeah.
And so we say, gee, I don't know if we want to ask people to give us information mm-hmm. and then not have time to read it. But
yeah.
But that I always thought was good. We followed that up the second week with They Live. Great movie.
Yeah.
No Holds Barred. You couldn't go wrong with No Holds Barred.
Yes.
But that movie actually was interesting. It really took us so long to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
As we were recording, the time kept going. And I went back and cut that episode down. Now we're pretty much, you know, there's almost no editing now.
Yeah, but we're good at keeping our eye on the clock.
Yeah, but at that point, we hadn't really broken down the scene breakdown thing as well as we do now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't have to sit there and be like, what happens next?
Yeah.
We put that in just a quick note in front of us
mm-hmm.
so we have an idea of what order the scenes have. And that one was good because it was such a wacky movie.
Yeah, oh yeah. And there was a lot of superstars or a lot of wrestlers to talk about.
Yes, we were able to kind of look up some of these guys
mm-hmm.
and find
Joe
out, like, Joe LeDuc and the headbanger gimmick. You know,
Stan Hansen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you've seen this again, or you saw at least that it was playing on TV recently?
Yeah, and actually, I watched it right around Thanksgiving, so
okay.
it was probably within, like, a month or two of us.
Well, we started a year ago, so it was in the summer.
So it was a couple months after we recorded it. I sat down and watched it with family over Thanksgiving.
That's the perfect family movie. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And you learned about brushing your teeth.
Yeah, I learned the proper order of, you know, flossing, brushing, and then the mouthwash. I had it mixed up. And
it was great. You're like, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a minute, what are you saying?
They're both doing it wrong.
Yeah, because you thought that you would, you had said that you always would mouthwash first and then brush your teeth,
mm-hmm.
which isn't terrible, you're doing both, but it's better to do the mouthwash afterwards because then it stays in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whereas if you brush your teeth, you get all that stuff off.
Yeah, yeah, no, hey, it's been a great year for my mouth since then.
It feels better,
it
doesn't
does.
It? You walk
great.
In and get the minty fresh thing instead of the freshly brushed thing. The Expendables, this was the worst episode for us, and people don't really know this, although we did put some bloopers at the end.
Yeah.
This episode was a nightmare to record.
Yeah, mostly from a technical standpoint.
Only, I think only from a technical standpoint.
Yes.
Although we were led to believe for days before that Stone Cold was going to appear in the second film despite dying in the first one.
Yeah, for a while he was listed on the IMDb.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing both of them.
Yeah.
But it ended up he wasn't in it, so we were like, I guess we'll just do the first one, you know, which worked out nice. But we went to record that episode, And we started recording, and not to drag out a boring technical story, but basically I had bought a brand new cable a month before. So a month is amount of time that you say, well, this thing works. There's no problems with this. It's not brand new where I got it yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't notice that it was frayed. I bought a cable. It was connecting my router to my wireless wireless router, my cable modem to my wireless router. And it decided to go bad. And I had even tested it with the cable company. And they were like, oh, the packet loss is none. And, you know, everything's great.
Yeah.
So we did that episode. We recorded half. We got kicked off like three times.
Yeah.
It was like we kept dropping. Mm-hmm. Kept, you know, losing us. So we stopped recording. Next day, tried it again. Didn't work. I got another computer. I kept thinking this cable, that was the only part that I wasn't questioning.
Because it
was new.
It wasn't like it had gotten run over.
It was a coaxial cable. These are like
the cables.
Yeah, they do everything. So anyway, that turned out to be the problem. So we had to record that over the course of like two or three days. And it was one of those things where it was like, should we go back and re-record it? And I think we re-recorded parts of it, but there was stuff where I was like, well, it sounded good the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should redo it. So we followed that up with Below the Belt, the fifth episode.
Yeah.
You brought this to my attention. I had never heard of this movie.
Yeah, I liked finding on Netflix wrestling movies.
Did you just type wrestling in there?
I don't. Yeah, it might have been when they added it. It came up as, you know, newly added or whatever, and I see two women stretching each other or whatever in the wrestling ring. I said, oh, well, this is perfect. We can talk about this now.
Now, that was a good one because, I mean, there was so little information online.
Yeah, we were covered able to, a lot of really interesting
things. Yeah, we got some good stuff, but I think even better, it's something where people that watch Below the Belt go on Netflix, watch it, and since then it's played on Turner Classic Movies. Mm-hmm. People that see this movie then go on the internet and they're like, what can I find out about Below the Belt? They have an hour-long podcast to listen to us breaking down the movie.
Yeah.
And it's good because what I kind of like about what we do is we don't just make fun of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
If they need it, we do.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't just praise them. I think we're fair, and we look at them from a technical standpoint as well as from a fun standpoint, whether they're enjoyable.
Or historical.
And historical, and we look for links to bring them to the present. And that was fun, like to say, hey, this one scene, you've got the woman who trained Mula, and you've got the guy who played Luca Brasi in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
People say, okay, I don't know those two people, if you say their names, but I get that. I know who they're connected to. Knucklehead.
Yes.
What do you remember about this one?
I remember talking cheeseburgers.
Yeah, we talked about the history of the cheeseburger.
And I remember also you eating potato chips and drinking milk.
Yes. Let me break kayfabe.
Oh.
That was acting.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that because I'm telling you, I was 100% convinced.
I remember as we were doing the bit, we were talking about, you know, that was in the movie. And I was like, this would be really funny if I said I tried this, but I had no potato chips. I think I had like a diet soda or a glass of water, and I had no food whatsoever. So I pretended to eat food. And then in post, I added in the sound of a potato chip.
Yeah.
And I think I even added in the sound of me pouring a drink.
Wow.
Or a gulp or something. Yeah. But that was, I did not try it then, but I did try it before that, but I tried to sell it live on the air. That's something, you know, I mean, you don't normally dip your potato chip into milk, but at points in your life, the two are close enough together that you can tell what they taste like together. Hulk Hogan cameos, that was the first one where we were like, hey, let's cover a bunch of movies.
Yeah, yeah, and we did, Gremlins 2.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Muppets from Space.
Yeah.
And Spy Hard, which also had a Mr. T cameo. Those are fun because we talked about the movies in general, but it was nice to have like this 1 minute we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to really focus on it, and we'll let you hear it. You know, we played the audio, let people hear Hogan cut his NWO promo. Mystery in Bermuda was after that. We were looking to do a Lucha film. We should do more. We have that's the only Lucha film we've done, and there are a lot to do.
Yeah.
And including, there's WrestleManiac, which is that modern Lucha film.
Yeah, with Rey Mysterio's uncle.
Yes, who is his father, but really his uncle. He's Rey Mysterio Sr., but he's his uncle. But Mystery in Bermuda was a film we both really liked that we had seen years before we did this. And so that was a fun one to talk about. And I remember talking about hot dogs.
Yes.
We just got into
on a big
loaf of Italian bread. It was taking a loaf of Italian bread, chopping off about a foot of it, maybe less than that, maybe about 7 inches, and then throwing like four hot dogs in there and eating until you can't eat anymore. The Blue Meanie, he was the, him and Tommy Avalone, that was the first guest we had on this show. And that was fun.
Yeah, and I remember that episode as we were finishing it. It was one of the, like, the first times I said, I can't believe that I'm a part of this, where Tommy had fired up the Hulkamaniac song.
He had Hulk Hogan's theme music on his phone.
Yeah, and just
and that, I was singing the theme to Thunder and Paradise.
Yes. That was one thing where I was just like, I'm so glad I'm a part of this right now.
He was saying, what is wrong with you? Yes, I do remember. That was a fun one. He was just a fun guy to talk to, and Tommy is great. Tommy was on again later, which we'll mention. But before that, the Bowery Boys in No Holds Barred, which I only wanted to do because of the fact that we had done the original No Holds Barred, and I found it fascinating that there were two wrestling movies with that title, and there was very little information on this one.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? If we do this, we'll be the first people out there. And I like that. I like that. And maybe we'll be the only. Maybe 100 years from now, that'll be the most in-depth look at that movie, which is nice. If somebody wants to know about that movie, they can listen to that. They'll get a lot of behind-the-scenes information. Yeah. It's like a little documentary.
Oh, yeah, they'll get a history of the Bowery Boys, which was cool for me because I'd never seen a Bowery Boys movie. So it was cool to sort of have that be, you know, my introduction. It's probably a movie I wouldn't have gotten around to watching, you know, ever.
Yeah. Number 11 was Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, Trish Stratus.
And this one I didn't like. This was the first movie that I was like, wow, this is, it had its moments, but they didn't have enough Trish in it.
Yeah.
And they had, that one actor was really good.
Yeah, the Canadian guy.
Yeah.
And well, they're all Canadian, but.
Yeah, exactly. But he was like a
Boomer. Comic relief. Yeah, he was like the Ryan Reynolds part of the movie.
Yes, and he was very good. Mm-hmm. And I asked him to come on the show, and he didn't agree to come on the show, but he followed me on Twitter and has talked to me quite a few times. I think he's not uninterested. I think it's just one of those things he doesn't want to commit to. But maybe we'll get him on once to talk about it, because I thought he was really good. I thought Trish was good. I felt like there was a story we're not getting, which maybe that's what it is, where they're like, oh, it was a great movie. We lost a third of that film in a fire, and that's why it ended up the way it was.
And I think that was the first one that we were really, really divided on, because I had said if I saw it in the $5 bin, I would pick it up. And you were like, I wouldn't even look at that $5 like, bin for fear that it might be there. You know?
So that was followed up by Rocky III, which we got halfway through recording, and I said, we got to make this a two-parter. Yeah. We got too much information.
Yeah, we were X amount of minutes in, we hadn't even gotten close to starting to talk about the movie.
We just found so much information. This is a movie we both really loved. Mm-hmm. We both went to that statue unveiling years later, years before the recording of the podcast, years after the movie. But it was one of those that I just kept finding so much great information because it was such a big movie, and it has such a cool place in wrestling history.
Yeah.
In that Mr. T is in it, and Hulk Hogan is in it. That's where they really met each other. Mm-hmm. Stallone's involved, who, you know, has such a cool wrestling connection with inducting Hogan into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and actually, something really, really special came out of that for me. My dad listens to the show,
right?
And he's down in Florida, and he heard us talking about Chuck Wepner, and he sent me a text after listening to the episode, and he said, hey, do you remember my dad used to paint. He said, do you remember my Chuck Wepner painting? And I said, I remember the painting. I didn't remember it was Chuck Wepner.
Yeah, so you remember the painting of a boxer.
Yeah, and I said, you better be careful. Next time I come visit, I'm taking that home with me. And he said, too late. It's already in the mail. It's on its way to you.
Awesome, yeah.
So now it's hanging in my living room. And had we not covered Rocky III for this show, it would still be down in Florida in my dad's garage.
It's an awesome picture. I've seen the picture. I hadn't heard the story, which is neat to hear.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember that. And that was very cool. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You never – it's – and we talked about this on the Below the Belt episode, it's amazing things that you find out when you talk to people about things.
Yes.
On Below the Belt, I mentioned how I found out that my wife's grandparents were friends with Tiger Joe Marsh,
yes,
who appears in that movie.
Yes.
And I found it out just in casual conversation.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is something. If he not, didn't hear that, he wouldn't have sent you that. And we had some fun stories about you hanging out with Chuck Wepner on that show. And I mean, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
See No Evil, which was the Halloween one. That made a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
And that was a movie, I think that movie had kind of been talked about a lot because it was such a big, it was like one of their biggest movies, I think box office wise it may even been, but they connected it so well to the story.
Yeah.
So I think that one had kind of been like almost over reviewed by people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our power go out.
Yes, for a long time.
For like over a week. This was Hurricane Sandy, and we talked about this on there, but you and I don't live, we live in the same state, but we don't live very close.
Yeah.
But we live in, you know, different counties, different towns, you know, a distance apart. We both lost our power, so it wasn't like I could come to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And the power was gone for a week.
Yeah.
You know, and so we ended up, it was convenient that Batista had that movie in the theater. So I said, well, we'll see if we can record it. I don't know if I can get it up online.
Yeah.
So we recorded it. I ended up getting it up online late that night, you know, and I was very, you know, very pleased to get that up and running. But it was fun. I mean, it was one of those things where it had been such a horrible week.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, there are certainly people, and I think we even said this on the episode, you know, that were hit so much worse than us that it was, wasn't worth complaining.
Yeah.
We just didn't have power. So, you know, that's not a huge deal. But from the perspective of not having power is awful. And I had, like, I had a tree in my driveway. It was like a 50-foot tree that fell over across my driveway. So to leave my house, I had to drive across my front lawn. I mean, it was really, really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
This was really devastating. If only to say that I had a really good bag of shrimp in my freezer that I had to throw away.
Yeah. Well, this brings me up to another comment I got from my dad regarding our first year.
Okay.
He sent me a nice little note saying that we should be really proud of what we accomplished this year, and except for one thing, and that's related to the man with the iron fists. He says, you guys should have tapped that. Because he's tried to sit down and watch it twice now, and he hasn't been able to make it more than 20 minutes. And I wrote back to him, and I said, hey, listen, I said, well, I might have been just really high from, you know, sitting in the theater with power watching a movie.
I think you're right.
And I also really enjoyed Russell Crowe in that movie, too. I thought there was enough good stuff in that movie to make it worth recommending.
I will say this. First of all, very nice things of your dad to say. And that's always to get approval from any parent is awesome. But Captain has talked about this, and we'll mention Captain Marvelous, who's been on the show a number of times, and we have an interesting story of how we interacted with him. He said that you guys really are so easy on movies, and people do tend to tell us that we are. And I think the reason is we just enjoy watching movies.
Yeah.
I years ago realized I'd be a really bad movie critic because I most of the time like movies. And I'll tell you, if I go see a movie in the theater, I almost always like it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard for me to dislike a movie in the theater because when you go in the theater, you get that 360 surround sound.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be distracted really in a theater unless, I mean, that is a different scenario if somebody's kicking your seat or something.
Yeah.
But at home, I have if a movie has a slow part, there's always that moment that you can be like, I'm going to hit pause and go do something else and totally destroy this.
Yeah.
But I think a big part of it, though, was it was the first time we could sit down and watch a movie. I mean, it was a horrible week.
It really
and
was.
It was, and see, the thing that people, when I've mentioned this to them, they say, well, you know, oh, well, you didn't have power for a week, so what'd you do? What you did was every day say, God, I hope the power comes out. You didn't know. It wasn't like a thing where you know, you got a call from the company, and they were like, it'll be on next Thursday.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I'll get on a plane. Because this is what I told everybody. Because once that storm ended, if I had known the power was off for a week, I would have gone to Disney World.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have said, hey, you know what, we're going to have to stay in a hotel anyway. Why not add a plane fare and just be the hell out of here?
Yeah.
I would have left beforehand, you know, if you really knew. I mean, it was one of those things for me where the power went out, and I went to bed, and I was like, wonder what happened. I was like, power's still out. I walked outside and started seeing these giant trees topple.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, yeah, oh, Lord. But that was a fun time. I mean, maybe it's not that good of a movie. It's hard to say. I certainly haven't thought much about it since then, so that is saying something. Goldfinger, I thought that was an excellent episode. And I think one of the best reasons about it was because it was a guy who you didn't really know. You knew he was a wrestler, but you didn't know his wrestling career. And it was really cool to tie together this really big pop culture figure into that.
And being the Bond fan that I am, it was really great that we were able to do a Bond movie.
Yes. So let's get through these, because I do want to talk about upcoming things. So Johnny Sullivan, fantastic
writer of
guest.
Recoil,
and we haven't reviewed that movie. That's one we should do eventually and see if we can get him to come back on and talk to us about it.
Yeah.
Hitman Hart, Wrestling with Shadows, another two-parter documentary, and that's a subject I think we'll revisit one day, because I know there's that new Montreal Theory documentary, which I'd love to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Three Jesse Ventura cameos, again, like the Hogan one, and like the Bam Bam Bigelow one we did several episodes later. I love doing those. We just take those three cameos and talk about those. It's really, I think it's more of a nice little grab bag of an episode, you know. If you're not into this cameo, well, that cameo might be one you've seen. And those are always fun. Ready to Rumble. That was a movie I think we could do more on, because it was just such an out there, crazy wrestling movie.
Yeah, I think if we ever do a commentary track, that's one we should do a commentary track for.
That's certainly one of the ones I would choose to do first. That might even be the first one. Then we had Santa's Sleigh. That was our Christmas party.
Yes, and I will tell you, I bet you, if you polled 10 people on what we were going to do for our Christmas movie, 10 people would have said Santa with Muscles.
Yes.
And we delivered something different.
Well, not only that, and I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but we have several Christmas movies. We may not get to Santa with Muscles for a few years. We did a show after that where we talked about movie stars in the ring, and that was kind of a neat one, and we've done a handful of shows like that where we just take a topic and break it down rather than break down a movie. 12 Rounds, I can't believe it took us 24 episodes to get to 12 Rounds. Classic movie. Fast Five, which I had never seen, that was a fun one just because it was my live reaction to just seeing this movie, almost spoiler-free, because the movie had come out so long before that any trailers or anything I had seen had long since left my mind. Blade Trinity, that was the one we did at Yogi's All-American Bar and Grill, which was a lot of fun, and it was neat to kind of talk about the wrestling conventions that happened in that space. Then we followed that up with Spider-Man, which is just a solid episode. I think Macho Man Randy Savage, you know, such an iconic role in that. And wrestling plays such an important part in Spider-Man's mythology.
Yeah, we were even able to talk about The Amazing Spider-Man as well.
Yes, that was very cool. Yeah, the Lucha mask and that. The Longest Yard is one of my favorite episodes.
Great concept that you came up with for that, with the four quarters.
I don't even remember if that was on the fly that we came up with that, but that was such a great idea because it was Super Bowl weekend. We went with one of the football movies, and we have a handful of wrestling football movies, so we maybe will do this every year, and just broke it into four quarters. And just like we were watching it, we're like, that's a good space to pause it. And since we both had been like, I think we may have seen this, but we weren't totally sure. It was not a movie we knew very well, so we didn't know where things were going. Yeah. And so it was really fun to have that conversation of what do you think is going to happen next, and to reflect on what just happened, and then come back and say, wow, they went in a direction I didn't see them going. And movie that went wrong, you know. It was a movie that had a lot of good and a lot of bad. It just was so inconsistent. Mighty Joe Young, a movie that was very cool to talk about. Some great stories on those wrestlers.
Anytime we can talk about, you know, 50-plus-year-old movies, it's kind of neat.
The Rundown with The Rock. That was one where you just mentioned you had seen it, and I was like, well, then we have to do that right away.
Yeah, it was on HBO, and I had watched it for the first time, so...
Oscar-winning films. This was Camel Clutch Cinema number 31. We just talked about every wrestling connection we could make to the Oscars, and that was cool because
it was surprising too, because there really were a lot of connections.
So at this point, Captain Marvelous contacted you and asked us to come on his show, separate from it. And what did he say? What was
it? Was around the Royal Rumble, and I think he was looking for people to go into his pool. And we were going to come on the show, And then he said, you know, it would be really cool if you guys did a segment to showcase sort of what Counterplay Cinema is. And that's when we decided it was the perfect opportunity to do a TV show, because
TV shows, we thought it would be shorter.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yes. And we were able to sit down and watch something that I'd never seen, that Captain had never seen.
Yeah.
And that was easy for us to all watch.
Right. It was on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. And we thought about, as we were getting ready to record it, we said, well, why don't we just do it on our show, too?
Yeah.
You know, just because at that moment we were like, you know, even though it's a TV show, why not? Since then, we've kind of branched out a little bit. I think it's important to stick with movies for the most part. Mm-hmm. But, you know, entertainment's entertainment.
Yeah.
So that was the first appearance we had on his show. We did have quite a few after that.
Yeah.
Dan Kunkka came on after that.
The writer of 12 Rounds, yeah.
Had some really, really interesting stories. A good John Cena story, some Vince McMahon stories.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
He told me, to be honest, Vince McMahon's story.
That's
there.
Right.
It was a warning he'd been given. Never say to Vince McMahon, to be honest.
Let me be honest.
Yes. Yes.
The Marine 3 was next, which was interesting because we had not done the Marine 2 yet at this point. That was interesting. I mean, that one had just come out, and I liked The Miz, and I thought that'd be an exciting one to watch. And I had seen the Marine 2, and I knew that the Marine 2 didn't connect. Actually, I hadn't even finished the Marine 2, but I knew it didn't connect to 1, so I was like, there's no way it's going to connect to this one.
Yeah.
Then we did the Bam Bam Bigelow cameos. Jason Dale came on the episode after that. He had made a movie with King Kong Bundy, which we haven't seen, but it was interesting to hear about it. We did another one with movies that had connections to wrestling, which was just a neat little conversation to have. We did one WrestleMania weekend because we were at a live event and we had time to kill. We had met Bret Hart and we had like an hour to kill, and so we said, why don't we just do one? What could we talk about? And we said, why don't we talk about those movies in the intro?
Yeah.
Swing Your Lady, Rollerball, Santa Slay, Roadhouse, Paradise Alley, Breakfast with Blassie. Then we were like, well, then why don't we do the outro ones too, which was the one and only Nacho Libre, The Marine, Spider-Man, Princess Bride, No Holds Barred, and Ready to Rumble. And we talked about why we chose those clips. And I think eventually we'll get through all of those, and then we'll run some new clips. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe same music, same sound effects, just new clips. But for now, we still have quite a few of those to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get them by the end of this year.
Then we have...
Breakfast with Blassie. God, that was a lot of fun. See, because I thought that was what I wanted to wait on, because I really wanted to have some good information. Mm-hmm. And we did a lot of digging, and I think we covered that well and did Andy justice. I'd love to do more on Andy.
Yeah, he actually just last week, his first comedy album came out.
I didn't hear
called,
that.
Me and My Grandma, I believe, in the 70s, for a period, he walked around with a micro cassette recorder.
Yeah.
With the intention of putting out an album. So they finally, all these years later, sat down and compiled a comedy album out of it. So
I got to see if it's like on iTunes or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. Yeah, I mean, he's a guy I think we'll talk about again, because no man that is outside of wrestling has ever shown so much commitment to professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did an episode where we talked about movies that had wrestling in them, but not at all, which was kind of an odd concept, but it came from a conversation we were having about movies like the movie The Rock, which doesn't have The Rock in it.
Or Earthquake.
Yeah, exactly.
John Tenta.
And we talked about Pat Patterson's Big Cabbage Balls and other recipes in the WWE cookbook in that one. So that was a blast. We got Barbed Wire City, which was a documentary I had found out about.
Yeah.
I had gone to the premiere, and I had talked to the director, and he came on.
John Filipovich.
Mm-hmm. I remember you had a lot of trouble with that name. Now it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it does.
But he was great, and he's been very supportive. We've been talking to him about having him back on. Maybe talk some more about that. There's a lot. I think with the documentary, there's a lot more stories out there that he could tell us, you know, that we could uncover. And I think that if we have any listeners that haven't bought his movie in some form, we haven't done our job yet, because that movie is fantastic.
It's worth it just, or listening to our episode is worth it just for the, if nothing else, the Raven conversation yes. we have with John. Yes. But also, listening to our episode and then watching the movie is yeah. the ideal thing to do.
Yeah, or the other way around.
Yeah.
You can do it either way.
Either way.
Because, you know, you can't spoil a documentary unless you've never heard of the subject.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one was interesting. We had Gene Pettit, mm-hmm. who was Hillbilly Cousin Luke in the WWE. And I just had contact with Gene, and I thought, that would be interesting to talk to him, but I was going to have him on my other show, and mm-hmm. I thought, he never did a movie, but I was thinking about it, we were talking about it, we said, well, you know, that character, though, was very theatrical. Maybe we could find a way to link yeah. that to mm-hmm. movies. And so we did that, and he was just a great guest and yeah. a guy with a lot of cool stories. Mm-hmm. Bending the Rules came after that. That, I thought, came off the episode kind of like a paint-by-numbers kind of episode. And I think it may have had more to do with the movie than us, mm-hmm. But it just... To me, it like, you know, some of these, to me, hit, some don't. Mm-hmm. That one just felt like we never got anything special. Like, mm-hmm. the information we had was fine, but there was never a moment where I was like, that's what I'm going to remember about
yeah,
this episode.
Yeah.
I think that's one that just, I think it's just that the movie was not bad, mm-hmm. wasn't really good,
yeah.
you know, and I think those two extremes are fun to talk about. I think it was just... Everything was competent, but nothing mm-hmm. was extraordinary. It was
yeah.
very watchable, but it didn't have anything. I think the movie was the same way as the episode to me. It didn't have anything
yeah.
that leapt out. But then we followed it with a movie I didn't like, The Marine 2, mm-hmm. and we had such a fun time talking
yeah.
about it, and I thought it was a lot of fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Karin Maurer, who I had interviewed before on another show, I asked her, I said, do you want to come on and talk
yeah.
to us? She was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And she came on, just told some great stories. And she has such a wonderful connection to pro wrestling.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that one I highly mm-hmm. recommend mm-hmm. anybody that hasn't listened to go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 46 and 47 was when we covered Superman 2
yeah, yeah.
with Captain Marvelous. Mm-hmm. So that was, again, we were on his show. And covered that. And we've been on his show, and I tell people, if you don't listen to his show and you listen to ours, go over and listen to his, because he'll cover, we may be on doing Superman for an hour, but we might be on his show for 3 hours
yeah.
that week and talking about all kinds of other stuff. And I think you can listen to both, because ours I tend to cut things
yeah,
down,
yeah.
and so it's a different experience. Sometimes there's stuff in our episode that's not in his,
mm-hmm.
and definitely vice versa. We, you know, when we're on his show, there's been episodes
mm-hmm.
we've been on his show that hasn't had any of it
yeah.
appear on our show.
And there is no other wrestling show like
none.
The Captain Marvel.
You're absolutely right.
Off the Ropes.
He is the most fun wrestling
mm-hmm.
show out there. So Tommy Avalone came back on to pitch his Kickstarter with us. That was awesome.
Yes.
That's his I Am Santa Claus movie project.
Mm-hmm. Which was... fully funded.
Yes, so that is good to go. So as it gets closer, Tommy, I'm sure he'll come back with
yeah.
us a million times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we can get Mick Foley on to chat with us. Predator, that's
one
of my favorite
yeah.
episodes. It was one that I didn't see coming that was going to be as great as it
yeah.
was. You know, a lot of times I'll look at, after we're done watching
yeah.
movies, and after, you know, I put together my notes, and you put together your notes, I say, I don't know, this one may be great, may not be great. That one just cracks me up
yeah.
to listen to. And it's entertaining,
yeah.
and it's got a lot of information in it. That is just
yeah.
a great episode.
That was one I was really excited for.
Then, and now we're really treading very recent territory, but
yeah.
we did those Batman films, which are great to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny Lister in The Dark Knight, and Batman and Robin,
Jeep, yeah.
which has
Jeep
Swenson, mm-hmm. as well as another cameo by Jesse
yeah.
Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to the last episode,
yeah.
which, if you haven't listened to any of them before this one, that's kind of weird, but I would say to listen to that one, then maybe hightail to the beginning and just
yeah.
slog through any of the movies you've seen. And then, you know, I think this is a good show if somebody hasn't seen, you know, like sometimes you go into a movie podcast and you say, well, I'm only going to listen to the ones that I have seen,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a good idea. I think if you have any desire to see a movie that we talk about, you probably shouldn't listen to our episode
mm-hmm.
until afterwards. But we do those occasional ones where we talk about other stuff,
yeah.
where we just have a general conversation
mm-hmm.
about something having
yeah.
to do with movies and wrestling. Next year, what I'd like to do, I want Nacho Libre.
Oh,
I want
yeah.
to get that
uh-huh.
one in. I want to finish all the rest of the movies in our intro. I want to get Roadhouse, where he's like, you're
yeah.
a dead man. What am
always,
I supposed to do?
It is always Barber College.
I want to get that. I want to get... all of those, Rollerball. I want to hit each one of those movies.
Yeah. Clearmouth.
Yeah. I would. That's how I feel about it. I'd like to get a couple TV shows. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it might even be fun to cover like some of those wrestling albums.
Oh yeah.
Like Hulk Hogan's albums, the WWE. I think it was just called the Wrestling Album, mm-hmm. and then there was Kyle Driver.
Yeah.
So we put together a really long list, and it would take a half hour mm-hmm. plus for us mm-hmm. just to read it.
Yeah.
But I want to give some highlights from some of these. We came up with a list of movies that are about pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous George, there's a movie about him called Alias the Champ, which mm-hmm. would be fun to talk about. There's Escape from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that? You remember that scene?
Yeah, yeah. That's the scene in Madison Square Garden.
Ox Baker.
Yeah, Snake fights Ox Baker. Yeah, that's definitely one I've been looking forward to eventually getting to.
Mickey and Maude, which he's like a wrestling manager, but not a in-the-ring manager. He's like a guy that manages their finances or something. There's other movies like Abbott and Costello and the Foreign Legion. I understand there's wrestling in it. I hope it's Abbott and Costello wrestling each other or as a tag team against two real wrestlers.
Yeah, that's another one I would love to do because, as I said earlier, you know, doing those old movies is a lot of fun because, you know, a lot of times it's movies that you might not get around to watching until you're prompted to.
Yeah, and it's fun to find those connections to be like, okay, this guy trained the guy who trained, you know, X-Pac, mm-hmm. you know, and that's... And so you can kind of hear all that stuff, which is neat. Stay tuned. I saw that movie in the theater in 1992.
John Ritter and Pam Dauber.
That's the one. And they're flipping channels in the movie. And Captain Lou is in it, as well as the one-man gang, who I don't think has ever done another movie.
Yeah.
And that would be fun to cover. Mm-hmm. Life with Mikey is another movie. You've got Jerry Lawler in a mask fighting against Jeff Jarrett and Michael J. Fox watching in the crowd.
And the little girl from that ended up co-starring in See No Evil, which we learned when we talked about that movie.
I think you're right. I think I forgot that, but I think we did talk about that.
We could also do possibly a Madison Square Garden-themed one and talk about Highlander in addition to Escape from New York.
Because good, but I think Highlander needs to be on...
With the Endgame.
But Highlander, that can't be Madison Square Garden.
It's supposed to be Madison Square Garden.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, it can't be because
it's
not
WWE. It wasn't
WWE,
yeah. But it's supposed to be,
Interesting. We also have a long list of movies that star wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And we'll start with A. Abdullah the Butcher in Roaring Fire, which is a foreign movie. It's like a Japanese kung fu film.
Very hard to find. We saw that at a convention in like 16mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we saw it and said, we got to find this. It took me like a year to track down a VHS copy.
With the internet.
Yes.
This is in the age of the internet, you know.
Now, I don't know if today it's more available. You know, maybe somebody's uploaded it to YouTube.
Yeah.
But it was a very tough film to track down. So we do have it, and that would be a good one to cover. Unfortunately, it'd be one, unless it's out there, it'd be one that would be hard for people to find. But a very cool personality to talk about. Also in the A's, Andre the Giant, of course, Princess Bride.
Yeah, I know that's one a lot of people on our Facebook group have been asking about.
I also do want to cover at some point, we have it under A for Captain Lou Albano, but Matt Stryker is also in Wise Guys.
Wise Guys,
little Matt Stryker, like 10-year-old Matt Stryker. But there's a lot under the A's. You've got Stone Cold Steve Austin doing a handful of movies. Under the B's, we've got Ox Baker showing up to fight in Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Also, you've got Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
Has done a handful of movies. And there's apparently two movies with Buff Bagwell. The Lethal films, and Lethal is L.E.T.
Are those family-friendly movies?
I don't think they are. That's my guess. But there's a lot under the B's. We've got Ludwig Borga, Tony Helm. There's some movies he did. King Kong Bundy and Moving. We talked about Bundy, but we haven't talked about that. Moving to the C's, we've got China.
Oh.
And boy, the train wreck movie she's done.
Didn't she do that Aliens one with...
Illegal Aliens.
And with Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes. Boy, yes. And she's also... She also did that one... where it's an adult film with people dressed like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no one's asked us to do that. Moving to the D's, the only person we have in the D's is Wee Willie Davis. And he was in Mighty Joe Young, okay, which we've covered. Sorry. But no, he's also done like a dozen other films. Mm-hmm. So this was a guy who was one of those guys that was a wrestler for a while, then moved into acting. And so The Asphalt Jungle, very famous movie he was in. He's been in a handful of other movies, up to American Hot Wax, which was a movie from the late 70s he was in. So there's a handful of movies with him. Maybe we could catch it sometime. Mm-hmm. Highlander Endgame.
Yes, with Edge.
That's the E.
Yeah.
Moving to the F's, you got Terry Funk. We talked about Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. Under G, Goldberg has more films other than Santa's Sleigh.
Yeah, I know he did that one Universal Soldier.
Bought that the other day. And I ended up not getting it, but I saw it in a discount bin for $2.
Yeah.
And the problem was I didn't have $2 cash.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go up and charge this film.
I saw that at the movie theater right next door.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. It's actually interesting. We're at Moe's, which I don't know if we've mentioned, but we are at the same Moe's we usually record at, which is near the movie theater where we saw The Man with the Iron Fist after having the power outage. Under H, we have H.B. Haggerty, who we've talked about. He was a wrestler who was in the movie Rad. A lot of people remember him as the cop.
He was a big tag team guy.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
So that would be a cool one. Triple H, obviously, we've covered.
We've got to get to the chaperone, though.
Yes. The chaperone will happen someday. Under the eyes, King Curtis Iaukea is in Three Stooges Go Around the World in a Daze, playing like a strong man. The Iron Sheik is in a movie called The Tale of Three Mohammeds, which is a comedy. That might be fun. Jay, we got Chris Jericho in Android Apocalypse. Totally want to talk about that because I wanted you to see that movie for a long time. And Tor Johnson, who's just a legend. And I've talked to Jim Santis of Movie Brain Rot. He wants to come on when we do the Tor Johnson episode.
So, very cool.
I think it'd be cool to do an overview of Tor Johnson and then do some Tor Johnson films, as well as do the Ed Wood film, which has Tor Johnson's character played by George the Animal.
Yeah.
K, you got Stacy Keibler in Big Mama's House too. You've got the great Khali.
Yeah.
You've got Gail Kim in a couple movies.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to hear that some of these people did these. Mm-hmm. And a few other people. I mean, there's Vladimir Kozlov tried to be an actor before he became a wrestler. And maybe he'll go back to acting again. Moving to L, you've got Ed the Strangler Lewis. You've got Judo Gene LaBelle, who created the LaBelle Lock.
Okay.
He's done a handful of movies. We've got Tiny Lister, who we've talked about.
Can never do enough Tiny Lister talk.
Let's go to M. Pepper Martin, we've covered. Mm-hmm. There's also an old-time wrestler named Mike Mazurki, who was the head of the Cauliflower Alley Club. He has done, he probably had 200 credits.
Yeah.
So he would be a really fun one to talk about because the history of him and his connection to wrestling is monumental. He was just a wonderful person to the industry of wrestling. Moving down through the M's, and there are a lot of wrestlers we have that have the letter M to start their last name or their pseudo last name, including Rey Mysterio and Freddy vs. Jason, which if we ever do an episode of wrestlers we can't find in movies, that will be one because he apparently is doing stunt work
in
there.
He does a leap, like a leapy.
We're told he does a leap that Freddy does. I can't find, though, what looks like something that would be Rey and a Freddy Krueger mask.
Yeah,
I just think I'd know. There's also on the concept of ones that we can't find, Vladimir Kozlov in Grindhouse. I slow-mowed the scene that he's supposed to be in. I can't find him.
Yeah, in the Rob Zombie trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've got Kevin Nash. Mm-hmm. We've got Jim Neidhart in a movie called Enter Zombie King from 2003. I don't know if we'll ever be able to track that one down.
Jim Neidhart on at the beginning of the zombie train. You know, he was ahead of the curve.
That's right,
I mean, zombies are still popular, you know, today. And, I mean, 10 years ago they were, you know.
Just starting up. He didn't get on the caboose. He got on the front there. I think Jim Neidhart is also one of the guys that fights Hulk Hogan in the beginning of Mr. Nanny. But I'm not positive. Moving to the O's, we got Sonny Ono Okay. The movie called Fearless Tiger, 1994. I have no idea if he's in it for 1 second or the whole movie. But we also have Gene Okerlund playing Gene Okerlund in a couple movies. So that might be fun to get to. Letter P, you've got Diamond Dallas Page. Now, I have him listed as being in The Devil's Rejects. Yeah. I don't remember him in that.
Oh, wow.
I like that movie.
Yeah, you will once we talk about it. He was Bounty Hunter with Danny Trejo.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes. I know. I totally remember him. Yes, they're like in a trailer.
Yeah.
In a trailer park. Yeah, no, that would be a great one to cover.
Yeah, they have a handful of scenes more towards the end of the movie, but they're definitely not throwaway.
No, it's funny. Rules. I couldn't remember it, but yeah, I can even picture what he looked like in it. He was real dirty.
He was really good. Yeah, real uglied up.
Also, Kimberly Page, Rowdy Roddy Piper. We've covered a few of his works in movies and wrestling, but there's a lot more to cover.
Yeah, we can also talk about what happened to his film career.
He's doing Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yeah, only rivaled by probably Jesse Ventura.
I think the difference is Jesse had other things to do.
Yeah.
Whereas Piper, that was his bread and butter, and he was doing really bad stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, just let me read some of these to you. Three Wise Guys, which we've talked about, which is a Christmas movie. Uh-huh. I haven't heard of any of these. Honor, Shut Up and Shoot, Jack of Hearts, Legless Larry and the Lipstick Lady. I don't know. I think it'd be great to cover them, but I've never heard of them. So going from the P's to the R's, you got Dusty Rhodes in Paradise Park, which we've talked about. It's also known as Heroes of the Heart. And, of course, The Rock. Buddy Rogers did some film work. Under the S's, we talked about Harold Sakata and Goldfinger.
Some more Harold Sakata we can do.
There's a Bruno Sammartino movie somewhere out there. That's the holy grail of movies if we could find it. Ken Shamrock in Scarecrow Gone Wild is one that I'd love to cover. Seamus, we might want to do these as cameos because I think he's got small parts in them. Yeah. But he did several movies before him becoming a wrestling star. Mm-hmm. So going to the rest of the S's, Al Snow did a handful of football. He's like Rudy, God's sakes.
Yeah. I mean, and then he was also in some of Tommy's movies too, wasn't he?
So I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about with him. George the Animal Steel. We got to cover Sting's movie. There's a moment of truth. Oh, good Lord. We gotta cover that. Big John Studd, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, and The Protector with Jackie Chan. Mm-hmm. Just be great to cover. I'd like to cover another Mr. T film. There's a lot of those, and I think it'd be fun to revisit that. Maybe this year, maybe next year. Mm-hmm. Test did one movie called Medium Raw, Night of the Wolf. I don't know. The Only You is the Ultimate Warrior, who apparently appears in two movies I've never heard of, although I may have because the names are kind of common.
Yeah.
A 1986 film called Odd Jobs and a 1994 film called Firepower. Mm. I'm guessing he's got to be just bodybuilder at the gym.
Probably, yeah.
But it'd be interesting to check those out. I can't imagine he has any kind of a role, or else I think we would have heard of it. But maybe these are worth tracking down to cover. Going to the V's, Vader is in Fist of the North Star.
Yeah.
I've heard of that movie, but I thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. And he was also on Boy Meets World, so.
Which would be very fun to cover. Jesse Ventura, there's still more to mine there. And Carrie Von Erich in Problem Child is one of the weirdest ones ever. We have a wrestler named Jack Washburn. And he was in a lot of movies in the 20s.
Oh, wow, okay.
So he was like a strongman guy who showed up and stuff in the 20s. Tarzan the Mighty, I believe I have. And
I also have
Kit Carson. So I believe there's two of his movies we could cover at some point.
Nice,
might be fun. Jimmy Wang Yang?
Yes.
It's in a movie called Royal Kill from 2009.
Okay.
We have no wrestlers that have a last name that starts with a Z on our list. Mm-hmm. So there is one out there. We've got to find it. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot of WWE films to cover. Mm-hmm. When it comes right down to it, the ones that I would really count as their films are anything after, like The Marine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like The Scorpion King and The Rundown, I don't really count. And no. Even Walking Tall.
Yeah, they were movies that were WWE in the sense that The Rock still had a contract that said you have to give us credit. Yeah, yeah,
yes, exactly. But like The Chaperone would be good. That's what I am. I understand Randy's barely in it, but that might be worth covering at some point, just because it's Randy Orton with his big fake tan in 1950.
Yes.
There's a couple others, Inside Out and The Reunion, and then, you know, they're always putting out new movies, and I would say even like their newest one, I think
The Call, and then Dead Man Down, which both just came out.
Right, and both of those, and those have wrestlers in them. They did that movie that had no wrestlers in it. It's called like The Day, I think.
Yeah, The Day, yeah.
And I'd like to cover that. See what Vince does when there's no wrestling. We also have a list of Lucha films, which would be fun to get to. And we've put together a list of movies where people watch TV.
Okay, yeah.
So that is one that I think will end up being more than one episode, where it's just us rattling off and talking about movies where there's a scene where somebody's sitting down.
Watching wrestling.
I'll give you an example, Natural Born Killers.
With Rodney, that's
Rodney Dangerfield watching
the Tatanka match. Yes.
So it's been a fantastic year. I'm excited about the next year.
Me too. It was a pleasure going and watching these movies with you and then talking about
it. And I hope we don't miss a week. We'll see if we can do it for another year without missing a single week. Thank you to you for listening, and we'll see you next time right here on Capital Clutch.
So you want to wrestle, huh?
You're too little. We got ushers bigger than you. Leave. I gotta take a crap.
Don't you see? Your skills plus my skills in the ring. Tag team.
Highway Patrol, this is John Triton.
What are you doing up there?
Staying away from you.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want to feel it?
What's that smell?
Down goes Jimmy King.
Oh my God, a four-post massacre.
No one can survive this. This isn't even a pay-per-view.